Exclusive Domestic Policy Council Director Joe Grogan. Democrats too distracted by impeachment to pass substantial legislation. By Sean Moran on November 6, 2019. White House Domestic Policy Council Director Joe Grogan told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview that the Donald Trump administration has continued to work to improve Americans' health care. While Democrats are too distracted by impeachment to pass substantial legislation. White House Domestic Policy Council Director Grogan spoke with Breitbart News regarding the White House's initiatives to lower health care costs for the average American, while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Democrats remain too preoccupied with their impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump to pass important bills. Grogan, one of President Trump's top policy advisors, said that Pelosi remains unable to pass any substantial bills due to the relentless focus on impeachment and because the speaker has become captured by the most progressive Democrats in her conference. Director Grogan said that Democrats are not able to pass any substantial legislation because they are distracted by impeachment, and Speaker Pelosi is so captured by her left flank. Impeachment is a massive, legislative, time suck, he added. Grogan said that impeachment has removed much of the ability for Democrats and Republicans to work together on kitchen table issues such as drug pricing. We are losing time, we are losing bandwidth, and we are losing the ability to compromise in a bipartisan way and pass important bills because of impeachment, he said. House Speaker Pelosi claimed in October that, despite their impeachment inquiry, they could still work with President Trump on issues such as fixing drug pricing and passing the United States-Mexico-Canada, USMCA, trade agreement. Grogan said, in contrast to Democrats, he and the administration continue to work on the drug pricing, mental health, pediatric cancer, healthcare cost transparency, which is certainly a different approach than what Democrats are going for with Medicare for All, and more government control. After the Trump administration and the congressional Republicans eliminated the Obamacare individual mandate, Trump has managed to continue lowering the cost of healthcare for millions of Americans. The administration's continued reforms serve as part of the president's move to make the Republican Party the party of healthcare. In October 2018, the Trump administration managed for the first time in Obamacare's history to lower the health insurance premiums for Americans. In June, President Trump signed an executive order to increase healthcare transparency by helping the average American find the typical price for major health services before you have to purchase them. The Trump administration has already approved records of approvals for low-cost generic drugs. In an op-ed for the New York Post, Grogan and Health and Human Services Department Secretary Alex Azar cited the Trump administration's expansion of short-term duration plans, health reimbursement accounts, HRAs, and Association Health Plans, AHPs, as three major advancements to lower the cost of healthcare and health insurance for millions of Americans, while protecting patients with pre-existing conditions. HRAs allow businesses the ability to set up individual accounts for their workers and will enable them to purchase their own health insurance. The administration estimates that up to 800,000 employers and more than 11 million workers and family members will benefit from the healthcare expansion. 80% of businesses offer only one type of health insurance plan, meaning that the Trump administration's expansion of HRAs would give American workers more flexibility when choosing their healthcare plan. HRAs will also give workers the ability to maintain their coverage when they switch jobs. This is going to create significant benefits for employers, particularly small employers, and millions of workers, then White House Health Policy Advisor Brian Blase told reporters in June. One Foundation for Government Accountability, FGA, study found that short-term plans could cost 80% less than Obamacare bronze plans, while Land O'Lakes AHP offers health insurance to their employees at roughly half the cost of Obamacare plans. The Land O'Lakes AHP also covers patients with pre-existing conditions. While the Trump administration and Grogan continue to make advances on health care, both Republicans and Democrats have chastised Speaker Pelosi for focusing on impeachment, which has prevented Democrats from pursuing their legislative agenda. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said that Democrats have delivered more subpoenas than they have passed laws. Representative Susan Wild, DPA, a freshman swing district Democrat, said that moderate Democrats need to ensure that that impeachment does not overshadow their legislative agenda. Former San Francisco, California, Mayor Willie Brown criticized Democrats for failing to deliver on their 2018 midterm election promise to both protect the Affordable Care Act, ACA, and pass legislation that would lower the cost of health care, such as drug pricing. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.